Welcome to the podcast. Last time we were talking about like the kidnapping story, right? And I was like just telling you about how important it is to have conversations with yourself. And I think that this is one of like the main insights of my whole trip. You know how sometimes you, for example, are like passing through a hard thing or a hard time in your life, and you actually don't think about just like going to yourself and being alone and so on. Or sometimes like when you have a breakup, right? Like you break up with your partner, or you just finish a job like because of your fire or because of you just needed to finish. What we tend to do normally is to fill ourselves with a new experience. Actually, that's very interesting because we never learn how to manage uncertainty. And in fact, it's because of most of the educational system is designed to help us or to teach us how to be successful according to the measurements of society. But we never learn how to fail. And we also never learn the importance of failure. That's something that is actually decisive and important when it comes to realize the whole world that is behind understanding the point of not knowing what to do, not knowing where to go, not knowing who we are, you know, not even knowing like what are we good at. And I had a lot of that in my trip. I remember how at one part of my trip, I had to go from North America to Europe. I only had, I think, $350 or something like that to travel. My flight ticket was $250, so I only had $100. The first country where I arrived, was France. I arrived to Paris to Charles de Gaulle, and I remember everything was like very smooth. And so when I entered into the country, everything was apparently super nice. And as I arrived to the country, I started like having this whole fear, right? That this whole like, I don't know how to describe it, like uncertainty, but also like I was like feeling like very hungry, or like my stomach like was aching, and I was like shaking, and everything was happening. And in fact, France for the next 1 month was very challenging. I was supposed to travel with somebody who I ended up not traveling with, because we had a lot of differences, but mostly because of we had a misunderstanding about the way how the finances were managing the trip. And I remember that in the middle of this conversation, me not having money, me not knowing where to do, what to do or where to go, I ended up staying in a metro. Like one of the nights where I didn't have money, I ended up sleeping on a metro in the tram, actually in Montpellier. And the same time that I was in Montpellier sleeping in the metro, I also got the call. This is before COVID, right? Like this way before COVID, I didn't even know if it was COVID or not. And I ended up sleeping in that metro. I ended up like trying to ask for money in the streets. So imagine how stereotypical is that, right? Like a Latino comes to Europe and then like ended up like asking for money, or ended up like trying to search for a job, sleeping in metros and things like that and so on. And I was feeling like a failure. I think that many of us would feel like that in a time. And plus the fact that one of the main things in my life has been always like to try to meet a partner or meet somebody who I can genuinely love. And not only in the way of like trying to share moments or trying to share things, but like as a genuine love, right? So back in that time, I was feeling like, hey, I'm like super broke, and I'm also like super lonely, and I don't have anything to do. I don't know where my life is going. I don't know what am I doing. I only have this bunch of bracelets. Am I doing the right thing? Am I really working for the things that matter? All these questions, all the things in the mind, all the things there, and worse, without having money to go back to Colombia. I remember that I sat in one place when I arrived to Toulouse. I stayed in the house of an Algerian friend. She's super awesome, by the way. And when I was in Toulouse in France, I sat in a park and I started screaming, feeling that my life didn't make any sense. And I think not many people know this, but in the middle of the trip, I even thought of like, maybe that was it. I shouldn't go anywhere else, and I shouldn't like be alive. Now, after many days of just thinking, after many days of just crying, of just like feeling pity about myself, I remember that I was walking and I found this small little drawing, a drawing like was like smash. I opened the thing, and this was a drawing of probably someone like of 5 or 2 years old. But it was a drawing basically of a flower in clouds. And I remember how when I was younger, I always had a dream of discovering the world and learning things. The thing that I appreciate the most about life are the colors of the things. The thing that I love more about who I am and how I was, or how I grew up, is the innocence and the capacity of being curious and being like surprised about everything that happened in the world. And the thing that I believe is my main quality is my capacity or my ability to forgive and to move on and to love. But I forgot that along the way. And for some strange reason, when I look at this drawing, it made a whole lot of sense for me, right? Like I saw a drawing of a flower with clouds, but some way somebody threw it to the floor. And it was like me throwing away my dreams, throwing away my things, throwing away everything that I was believing on, and throwing away all those things that I wanted to do for my life. And I think that we many times do that thing. How? When, for example, we have a breakup and instead of like just giving ourselves time to heal, we go next to the next partner, we ended up like not being like effective, responsible, just transferring all that toxicity and all that like pending projects to somebody, all that responsibility to other person that probably doesn't need and is not in the position of like trying to satisfy us or like to do the things that we were supposed to do, but that we post because of we ended up a relationship. Sometimes we do it when we, for example, lose a job, and instead of like just trying to check what things were wrong and how we can do better, we just start blaming the employer and the person who didn't hire us or who like just say things, and we start like spreading like bad things about someone. When it's true that sometimes there's, and always there is room like for improving. Or in the simple of, or the most simple of things, how, for example, when we see that our health is not that great, instead of like just trying to take care of our health, we just say, okay, this is it. So we start like attacking our bodies more. And this whole culture of us running away from the things instead of like just facing all the things that we need to do in order to live a better life is what's holding us back. If you've been wondering, what probably is holding you back, like from achieving your dreams and so on, like, it's like none of these stories of energies and the 5 a.m. club and all these things are going to work as long as you don't have conversations with yourself. The first thing you need to do is to talk to yourself, to know what's wrong, and to face it. There's nothing bad on something that is wrong in you. Everybody has things that can improve. Everybody has problems that is dealing with. It's not like we are all like perfect, and as small as your problem looks, it's your problem at the end of the day. It could be the biggest problem in the world. Problem for not for other people, but for you. It is important and you need to take care of it. The second thing is that after having conversations is embracing the change. And that's like one of the hardest parts of living, right? We have conversations and we are conscious about things that are not right, but we don't embrace the change. We prefer to stay in the same position, in the same place, and yet we expect that things change. How things are going to change if we decide actively to stay in the same place? To embrace change means and implies to make sure that whatever comes, we are going to accept it. And we are going to not necessarily be happy with it, but we are going to understand that it's part of life. The third thing after embracing change is being aware of your own vibe. And that's something that we underestimate. Like many times we focus so much on our knowledge and the things that we study in university and so on. Like we go straight to talk about mystics and to talk about Bruno and to talk about all the things. But the whole vibe is, if you don't talk about all these things that you really need to have in your life in order to be happier, and if you don't talk about all these things, like I'm talking about yourself, if you don't talk about all this vibe that you should keep in your life, if you are not aware of like what's your vibe, what are the environments, what are the people, what are the things that really make you happy, and you don't go for it, man, you are going to be in that cycle of like toxicity that is going just to draw you, right? And it's just to take you back like to the same things that you were always in. That's why probably you notice those cycles in which like you always meet the same type of partner and the same type of toxic person that ends up like hurting you, ends up like making your life a mess. You always meet like end up in the same situations in which you have like this confusion or you have misunderstandings of things that I just move away from things that are not your vibe. To be aware of your vibe, what you need to do is to be open to change, and what you need to do is to have conversations. And in order to move to our next conversation that is going to be about business, I want like just to talk about how important it is to make sure that once you are aware of your vibe, you create your own world. And creating your own world is being able to talk to yourself and telling you, like, something that my friend was saying the other day. Like, I have this amazing friend that said that life has no rehearsal, right? And it's only one. And that's super true. At the end of the day, like, when are you going to be able to rehearse for a better life? Never. Live it. Enjoy it. Make mistakes. Feel happy for it. And be proud of it, because that's what's going to take you to the next level in life. But if you want to achieve a lot of money, what you want to do is to have a lot of friends. For everything, it's important to make sure that you are not living life trying to calculate what's your next movement, but you are living life trying to understand that you are feeling good with it, and that you do what you feel that makes best or makes sense to you.